be frustrating to look back and be disappointed when things don't really go our way. But we gotta remember, sometimes our way takes us away from the way that leads to God, yo. Now, what would've been, could've been. But if it would've been, then I wouldn't be where I am now. So I shouldn't be wondering, what if I would've bent over backwards? So I would be pleased with the outcome and outrun the clouds that showered me with 1,000 pounds of doubt. Done. But it's inevitable to question the toll I had to invest with my soul that had me left with a hole and need to be corrected and scolded by the one who resurrected my Lord. Yeah, the Holy Spirit always comes through and shows me that when I do what I want to, destruction's a quick release like a gun shooting. I need to be sheltered just how the nuns do it. But wait, the growth came from some gross pain. I learned to chill when I could have fired up like matches to propane. Learned to wait when I rushed like FedEx timing. Learned that patience was much more than medics clients. It's being hopeful for the sun while content with the moon, and not just wait until it's done. But if the sun up like it's noon in the midst, and if you miss your shot, then fix your aim like when you bend your wrist and embrace the coach's decision. If he benches you, then listen, he knows what's best for his children.
Looking back to move forward,
and I'm grateful for all the things I've been graced through. In you I find rest, yawn.
Thank you for your grace.
Thank you for your grace, Lord. Your grace, Lord. Your grace.
I want to see your face.
Yeah, I want to see your face, Lord. It's mad important, yeah, to look forward, yo.
For real.
Now, yesterday's tomorrow is a gift, you should embrace it. Regret if you allow yourself to sit on it and waste it. Face it, you only have one life to live among men who think they only have one life to live. I have one life to give,
one life to give,
to receive the eternal life that God's son died to give. I can dig through the grave and be smothered in regret of my brothers who had left a life that covered them in debt, and things they would love to just forget, but they can't cause it haunts them in their death. Yo, after regret, claustrophobia is next.
Why?
Cause I'm surrounded by millions of others as they fret, and the problem is
they let
their whole life pass them by. They pay the price without cash, they buy
a one-way ticket
to the land of depression.
Yo, I'm wondering if it's
demanded or selected,
cause sin sickness
is what man is content with,
and this sickness
leaves him damned and oppressed, kid, even for the believer when he wants to creep with Lolita, or when she wants a piece of Pete, cause he does it better than nobody else can. But the God of Moses is holy and jealous.
Yo,
hold to him zealously, he don't condone us, but let us breathe, atone for us, to set us free, go to him desperately.
Looking back to move forward,
and I'm grateful for all the things I've been graced through.
Looking back to move forward,
so I press on, knowing in you I find rest, yawn.
Thank you.
Lord, your grace. Such a blessing to know
that
God is faithful to those that he loves.
Yes, he is.
I want to.
And everything he gets us through,
Lord,
it's to bring us closer to him.
I know this firsthand.
Nah, me.
That's why, yo, we shouldn't look back with the urge to return.
Nope.
Instead, move forward with the urge to learn.
Yo, don't let the past determine today.
Yes, sir.
Count your blessings, take them, and be on your way.
We shouldn't look forward with worry or doubt, but instead look back with the hurry to get out.
So chill,
yeah.
Let tomorrow worry for itself.
Take what you learned,
oh, let's go.
Don't leave it up on the shelf.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord, for seeing me through.
God is faithful.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Couldn't have made it without you. Hallelujah for his faithfulness.
Yeah.
I can agree. I've made a lot of mistakes in my life. I'm kind of glad where I am at and with who I am today.
Me too. All right, now we're here at the market. Let's eat.
No doubt, yo. You know, speaking of food, while we look at the menu, also glad for who I am today, as well as what I've been given. After many years, I recently began planting a garden to feed others, to bring them into, like, you know, build a relationship so I could introduce them to following these breadcrumbs too. And one day while I was working in this garden, this beautiful woman came and asked me if I needed help. I was so grateful that God sent her my way, because she's not only a great help, but she's beautiful and she's a joy to be around. Like, I'm more engaged now on this path than I've ever been. I'll tell y'all more about it while we wait for this food.
Cool. All right.